As we mentioned, Northern California is cleaning up after a soggy New Year's weekend. Two powerful storms sent water surging over the banks of rivers and creeks, flooding homes and businesses, leaving a mess of mud and debris. The Napa River overflowed its banks and sent water pouring into the streets, displacing more than 4,000 people. Napa, of course, is the heart of a region known for its wines. And joining us to discuss the impact of the floods on California vineyards is James Wolpert. He's the chairman of the Enology and Viticulture Department at the University of California, Davis. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Neil. It's great to be with you.
What's the initial damage assessment for the vineyards thus far?
Well, that's hard to gauge right now. The damage to vineyards is really not to the plants themselves in terms of the flooding. The vines are dormant. They can withstand 2 to maybe even as many as 4 weeks underwater with causing no damage. But where we really have to wait for the waters to recede is to know what kind of damage there was to the actual vineyard site itself in terms of the trellises, because as the water tops over the riverbanks, begins to flow through the vineyards, of course, it carries with it lots of limbs and debris, and that catches up in the wires and in the trellis system, and it can cause considerable damage to vineyards as a result of that flow.
And if the vines are connected, it can rip all that stuff out.
Exactly, yeah. It's a tremendous potential for damage there.
The vines themselves, though, from what you're saying, they sound pretty rugged.
They are. They're dormant, and in that condition, they can stay there for quite a while underwater. Of course, that changes as we get later in the year if this flood were to occur in March after the buds have begun to grow, and then, of course, the vines are very, very sensitive to having what we call wet feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're doing well, but we're also very concerned about the potential for damage on the upland parts of vineyards.
Why there particularly?
Well, we've moved more of our viticulture off of the valley floors. I mean, the fact that we call Napa Valley, Sonoma Valley, Alexander Valley, of course, means that there's hills that surround them, and that's where the runoff occurs that floods rivers like Napa.
Mm-hmm.
and Russian. But as we moved up to those hillsides for some of the high quality, especially red wine grape vineyards, there are, because of that slope, are very prone to erosion. So we get more, almost double the rainfall that we would see at Napa on the valley floor. We'll see double that up in the hills, and the potential for erosion is terrific. And so we've taken, as an industry, extraordinary means to try to prevent that.
As you mentioned, obviously, if you're going to have a flood, you couldn't pick a better time. In the spring, you've got buds, and if it rains too much in the fall, at harvest time, it could ruin your whole crop.
Exactly, yeah. So there, if you were to try to pick a time when you'd be able to tolerate some extra rain, it is now. But boy, the damage to the infrastructure of that vineyard is really what's on people's minds right now.
We don't tend to think of vineyards having infrastructure.
Well, there's lots of equipment around. There's pumps and that sort of thing that pump the water to them during the summertime. But also, as I mentioned to you, this trellis issue is huge, because once that debris gets into a vineyard, then you can't have tractor movement through there. So you've got to send some crews through and pick up all the debris, and it's just a headache for vintners.
The world, it seems, has had a glut of good grapes in recent years, which has, of course, lowered wine prices. Will this flooding, do you think, have any effect?
No, it's very unlikely to have a significant effect. I mean, it's not like Katrina and gas prices. I mean, there's nothing like that in store. But in fact, if anything, the price of wine, what you can get for the price that you pay, the value that you have, is actually improved. So prices have come down for high quality wine, and
mm-hmm.
And that's always good. I mean, it's good. It's good for the consumer.
Is it likely to reorient parts of California's wine industry from Napa and Russian valleys up further south, for example?
No, I don't think so. This is something that we have every now and then. We had it in 97, we had it in 91, we had it in 86. So about every 5 to 7 years, we have more of our rain coming in bunches rather than spread out, and we get these kinds of situations that occur. And so growers and vintners are very attuned to taking precautions against them and trying to keep the risk to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. So if it seems like you think the industry is going to survive this, no problem.
Well, I think, like I say, it'll cause localized headaches and cost and that sort of thing to growers whose vineyards have been damaged. But we're a resilient industry. We probably have something on the order of a couple of thousand acres right now, maybe as high as 10,000 that might be flooded. I think that's perhaps it's too early to tell. That might be a high number. But we have 900,000 acres of grapes in California. So, I mean, relatively speaking to the it's on people's minds because it's Napa Valley, and that's where some of our finest wines are made, of course. But we'll get through this just fine.
Dr. James Wolpert, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for being with you, Neil.
James Wolpert is chairman of UC Davis's Enology and Viticulture Department, and he joined us from his office there.